Good morning. The northwesterly wind flow that commenced with the passage of a cold front yesterday has driven temperatures all the way down to the 20s and lower 30s across the region early this morning. Wind chill values are in the teens and lower 20s, making it more like a mid to late winter day rather than a mid to late April day. Nonetheless, skies are partly cloudy, and we have passing flurries and snow showers around, some of which could dust the ground immediately downwind of Lake Ontario. Otherwise, it'll dry out today with a mix of sun and clouds. It will remain windy and cold, with highs staying in the mid-40s and wind chill values in the 20s and 30s. A clear, cold night tonight, most everyone back into the 20s again. And this will lead to a sunny start to the day on Thursday. Clouds will increase as the system shears off to our south, and there's just a slight risk of a rain shower off to our south with temperatures in the lower 50s. On Friday, a more potent system will take a similar track out of the Tennessee Valley and south of Long Island. Right now, it looks like a good chance of showers, especially in the southern half of New York and New England, otherwise mostly cloudy skies on Friday afternoon with highs back into the lower 50s. The best weather day out of the next several will be on Saturday, as we'll enjoy a good amount of sunshine, although clouds will increase by the end of the day. It'll be milder with highs close to 60. Another storm in this active weather pattern will head our way for Saturday night and Sunday with a good chance of rain, maybe even some wet snow across the higher terrain as temperatures dip back into the 40s to around 50 for daytime highs. And on the back side of this system, blustery and cool again on Monday in the lower 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm system developing across the southern plains that produced a widespread region of heavy rain, flash flooding, and severe thunderstorms will slowly head east. The threat will push into the Tennessee Valley, Ohio Valley, and the south today and to tomorrow. Areas from northern Louisiana into much of Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia have had well above normal amounts of precipitation over the last several days, and the heavy rain from this next system will likely move over the same areas. Stream flows are much above average across this region, and this will likely lead to additional flooding across portions of these states. Behind this storm, winds will increase across the southern high plains and the southwest. The wind will combine with low relative humidity and increase the fire weather threat over the next couple of days from southeastern Arizona, across southern New Mexico, and into southwestern Texas. And while temperatures will be below average over the next 2 days across much of the Great Lakes, Ohio Valley, and Mid-Atlantic, continued above average temperatures will persist across California, the Southwest, the Plains, and Florida. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow, blowing snow, and fog, 1 above 0, with a west wind at 69, gusting to 81 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 11 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 31 degrees, the dew point 14, 49% relative humidity, a west wind at 16 miles per hour, gusting to 23, and the barometer at 29.72 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 107 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 4 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy, lower 50s, Boston increasing clouds and breezy, highs in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 52 degrees, the low 31, the average temperature 42, that's 8 degrees below normal. 0.15 of an inch of rain yesterday, just a trace of snow. 1.85 inches of liquid for the month, which is 0.38 of an inch below normal. And 9.50 inches of precipitation since January 1st, which is 0.73 of an inch below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees. The average low, 40. The record high, 86, set in 1985 and in 1973. And the record low, 20, in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 6:02 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:46 p.m. 13 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and windy today with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly clear, diminishing wind tonight in the lower to mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and windy today with highs in the upper 40s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and windy today with highs near 40. Mostly clear with less wind tonight in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and windy today with highs in the mid-40s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and windy today with highs in the mid-40s. Mostly clear with diminishing wind tonight in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some sunshine giving way to clouds with a late-day shower possible in the southern parts of the area, lower 50s. A good chance of rain on Friday, lower 50s. Sunshine on Saturday giving way to some clouds near 60. Rain and wet snow in the higher terrain on Sunday, 40s. A mix of sun and clouds both Monday and Tuesday, highs back into the mid-50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.